I'm Greg Stevens. Welcome to your home group. We are having all kinds of discussion and fun. So just get ready for tonight. Join in there with us. You know, we need a laugh every now and then.
That's right. Right?
Yeah. Sure.
Especially nowadays. It is Wednesday evening here at Eagle Mountain International Church. Actually, I guess it's Wednesday. Not just here. It's Wednesday everywhere. So let's get right to it. Tonight, we're discussing Brother Copeland's prophecy for 2020. Hey, 2020, what do you think so far? Because we're halfway through this. And somebody was saying earlier, guys, I'd like to have a reset on 2020. They're watching things. So let me welcome the panel tonight. To my right is my wife, Michelle.
Hello.
Annette is with us. Hey. Pastor Duane Munoz is back with us tonight. I'm so glad you're here.
I'm glad to be That's here.
Right. I'm glad you're next to Dale.
That's right. I'll keep you down.
There we go. Okay.
He's over there. And so we're going to talk about this, but we're also going to talk about your questions, your thoughts, what you've experienced in 2020, what you're looking forward to in 2020, because I don't believe it's all going to be negative from here on out.
Amen.
And I don't believe it's all been negative so far.
That's right.
So if you have questions or comments, I have the iPad right here in my hand. The screeners will get it right to me. You can text them on your phone. In the United States, area code is 602-682-302-1301. Let me do it again. 682-302-1301. You can email them at askhomegroup@govictory.com. Askhomegroup@govictory.com. Facebook, if you're on Facebook with us, welcome. All of you watching us on the Victory Channel, you can just type it in, questions, comments, all of that right there. Also, the prayer ministry line is open for you. Our prayer ministers at the Partner Service Center are there right now, ready to pray with you and agree with you. 877-281-6297. I saw a whole lot of prayer requests that came in on Victory Update. So listen, call the number, have somebody agree with you. 877-281-6297. All right, 2020. What do you think so far, guys?
Wow.
2020.
It goes right along with what Brother Copeland said, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. I saw somebody posted on Facebook the other day. I thought it was so funny. It was a little clip. Somebody said, I called my mom and asked her if the offer on the table still to slap me into next year. I think we're seeing a lot of spiritual things happening this year.
Yeah.
I think more so than any time in the past.
I think school teachers may get a raise out of this.
Oh, yeah.
I think the moms ought to get a raise.
Get raises.
Yeah. Sorry.
So he talked about several things Brother Copeland did. We'll play you some of the clips of it in case you don't remember so you can see. He talked about new visions.
Yeah.
He talked about great change.
Yeah.
Okay. That's happened.
Right.
He talked about manifest power. So we're going to discuss this and more as we go forward tonight. He talked about the political realms. We do have an election coming up just 100 and something days away. Do you realize now we're past that summer solstice and days are getting shorter?
Already?
So, yes, we're there.
Wow.
Christmas is close.
Oh.
Wow. That's my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. It's
you like Christmas? I love Christmas.
There's an election before Christmas.
And there's an election. That's what I was getting to. There's an election before that. I mean, the governance of this nation, this covenant nation, will be determined in just 100 and something days.
32 days.
From now, I think it is 132 at the time of us being here tonight. Let's just get it started. Let's show you the first part of what he said concerning 2020. It was about politicians. This is clip one, and he talks about a prophecy. Here's the prophecy. Greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. God and his people are not the problem. Whoa, did you hear what I just said? God and his people are not the problem. Flesh and blood is our enemy. It's the ruler of darkness. So we need to rejoice in the fact because Jesus defeated him. I said you need to rejoice.
Yeah.
We are not fighting a new enemy. It's an old enemy. So Brother Copeland talks about this in clip one. Let's watch this. We'll come back and talk about it.
During the victory thon, and those of you that watched it remember this, I spent most of my time. I mean, this wasn't my deal. This was Jesse and all of our broadcasters all got together, and But they had a camera set up in our den kitchen area there at the house, and where I could butt in on them anytime I got ready. And I did. I didn't know that camera was on all the time, where they, you know, all they had to do was just you know, the switcher just send me over there to it. But that camera was live all the time and recording all the time. I was just sitting there, and this began to just work in my spirit. This was on Tuesday, October the 1st, 2019, during the Victorthon. Those politicians that refuse my call to unite and become the United States of America and not just America, those politicians that refuse to listen, those politicians that continue the pathway of hate, I will remove them from their place, and I will remove their influence from the record books. Oh, wait a minute. Don't do that yet. You can't hear well. Wait till we get done. You ain't heard nothing yet. I will remove them from their place. I will remove their influence from the record books. I will remove their candle in their families. I will remove them from office and put somebody in there that will. That's what the Spirit of God is saying. Now, that was on the 1st of October.
Now, that word right there was about politicians who refuse the Lord's call to unite the United States. They will be removed from their place of influence. Now, I remember when that was recorded, when he said that, I remember somebody saying to me, well, that's a little dramatic. We're united. We're the United States. I've never seen this nation. The closest I can come to is 1968, a little kid. I remember watching the riots. Mm-hmm. But I've not seen America, what appears to be, so ununited. And so that word he gave is accurate to today.
It is.
Our politicians right now don't need to be posturing with each other. They need to be uniting with one another. And listen, we need to have faith for that.
That's right.
There's an awakening there with that. Mm-hmm. And that's a word of the Lord from the prophet there. Annette.
Okay. When he said, this is what the Spirit of God is saying, who's he saying to? Mm-hmm. Saying to the church that something is happening in the world that needs to be stopped. Who's going to stop it? The church has to take her place and pray for politicians or people in authority
that's what we're commanded to do, isn't it?
Yes, you're commanded to do that.
Wasn't a suggestion.
And God, even though God said it, the church has got to bring it about.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I see it. The church...
Well, that goes to that verse, if my people, which are called by my name...
will pray. Right,
will humble themselves. Not calling for all of America to do that.
But
then I will hear from heaven, and what do you say?
Heal their land. Mm-hmm. Through the church.
Okay.
Be an influence.
The church is the influence.
Yeah.
Is God's influencer in the world.
Right. So.
I'm likening this time to, and God takes me to Daniel, and this prophecy reminds me a lot about Daniel, because Daniel was positioned. Mm-hmm. Even in a place of slavery, he was positioned. God found that, you know, and gave him great wisdom and insight. And that is what we have as the church.
Yes.
And so the church, I think even in this dark time, we're seeing all this happen. We shouldn't find this even in the most, and not just disturbing, but we should be already ahead of this.
Right. Yeah.
Already looking ahead before this, because God has already given us all wisdom in the Spirit of God. So he's positioned the church. Mm-hmm. And where did he position Daniel? Next to the king.
Yes, yeah.
It is.
So in the sense of that, where the politicians are concerned, if the church doesn't position herself where authorities consider.
No, you know what? That's good, because, you know, I'm thinking about President Trump.
Right.
He's got Paula White.
He's got a lot of people.
And the vice president.
Yes.
Born again.
Right. Yes.
Believer.
They are positioned
a lot of people positioned around him.
Yes.
Got a few devils.
So the call isn't just to one or two. The call's to the whole body.
Yeah. Right. When you use that word position, or you said the Lord is out in front of it, or if he's out in front of it, he saw it coming, correct? So if he saw it coming, this is what he did when he saw it coming. It's Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5. Having predestinated us to adopt as adoptions, adopted as sons. He saw stuff coming, right?
Yeah.
So he said, I predetermined to snip that off at the beginning, and I'll adopt these and make them sons, and they'll change things. Why? By Jesus Christ to himself, according to his good pleasure and his will. His things are going to happen.
Yeah.
They are going to happen. But the sons of God, or the church, a great group of sons of God, are the ones that bring it about. It works through us.
I call us the restraining force.
That is a good restraining force, that's for sure.
I mean, because if they weren't here, if the church wasn't here.
We're sons of God for a reason and a purpose.
So how do we,
predestined.
Pastor, how do normal Christians do this?
Yeah.
By the help of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was just looking at the scripture here in John 16, Jesus spoke about this. We know in the Old Testament, they had the Holy Spirit on them.
Mm-hmm.
We as the church, we have the Holy Spirit in us.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
And in John chapter 16, verse 13, Jesus said these words, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And I like this. And he shall show you things to come.
Amen.
He shall show you. So the church, we've kind of gone, and I hate to say it this way, or really the truth of it is, we've kind of pulled away from following and listening to the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
And this, what Brother Copeland has, the word that he received by the Holy Spirit is a wake-up call for us, but we shouldn't have been surprised. We should have been seeing this just as God spoke it to him, but it took this, he said one day that Brother Copeland said the Lord told him he was going to be the needle and wake up the church. And he said, I didn't want that job, but that's what he is. Well, he's poking the church again.
Yeah.
And it's sad because really the church, we should have been ahead of this.
Right.
And been insensitive and moving and not have just stood by, quietly. And scratching our heads,
I wonder what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm kind of concerned.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of news media. They're watching the statues and all the different things that are happening around the country, saying, where are the regular Americans? And why are they so silent? You think they're referring to the church there?
I don't.
Are we silent? Are we complacent? Or
Well, I've been in this 45 years, so operated most of that time out of mental assent.
Okay? Mm. That's good.
Mentally assent. Man, I could quote the word. You come up with any problem you wanted to, I could hit it with a word.
Yeah.
And some people say, well, hit it with a word. Yeah, you do hit it with a word. But you got to stay with the word till it be that way. So mental assent, I see what's changing into understanding. For me personally, I see more understanding of what the scriptures are saying. And when he said what the Spirit of God is saying, when Brother Copeland prophesied what the Spirit of God was saying for this nation, I still go back to this and I look back and I say, do we have ears to hear what he's saying? Do I have ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying? Well, the Spirit of God was speaking through him when he was prophesying over the nation.
Yeah.
So do I have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying? Does that mean that what that means to me is that I surrender my opinions and my views to what the Word of God is saying, which is what the prophet is saying, what the Word of God says. Mm-hmm. In the last days it shall come to pass. Mm-hmm. Well, they came, didn't they? Mm-hmm. Joel 2:28 came. So the days that we're living in are the days to bring about what the prophet of God or what the word of God is saying. And how's it going to happen? It's going to happen when His people, when we stand up and say, no, it's not going to be that way. Yeah. I've heard Brother Copeland say, I heard him pray for somebody one time that was having difficulty. And it looks like, oh my God, this, everything's going falling apart. He said, do you want it to be that way? It shall not be that way if you will stand and declare what God said to you about it until it become that way. Mm-hmm. Now, mental assent won't get you there. No. Now, you got to go through mental assent to get somewhere, don't you?
Yeah.
In the Word of God, you got to take it in.
Right.
And
you're taking it. You're taking that knowledge in through your soul.
But then
you're determining what you're going to believe about it.
Right.
So, am I going to believe am I going to have ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying about what we've got to look forward to in the last days?
I look at it this way. That whole word was about politicians. Mm-hmm. And yes, and those that refuse to unite being removed. Okay, well, we have a way of doing that in this country.
Vote.
And we do it every 2 years.
Yeah. Right.
And that's to vote.
Yes.
And so I see that as we need to vote the Bible. Yes. We need to unify as a people, mm-hmm, about unifying this country.
And what is His opinions about it? What is God's opinions? You vote God's opinions. I heard Pastor George tell what each party stands for.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The platform.
What are you going to stand for?
Right.
Mm-hmm. What is the opinions and the views of party?
It's as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord moment,
right,
in it.
Right.
Okay. We are taking your comments, and listen, they are coming in. Thank you so very many of you. Some of you are talking to me about earthquakes in Israel and other places. We'll touch on that. And then so many other comments. So here's one that believing to move to Fort Worth, to EMIC. Well, we'd love to have you.
Yeah.
So we want you to be involved with this. You can text your question, 682-302-1301, 682-302-1301. Email them, askhomegroup@govictory. If you're on Facebook, just type it in. All right, let's go on now in His Word for 2020. And He talks about the year of visions. This is clip number 2. 2020 is the year of new visions. It's the first thing that Brother Copeland actually heard about 2020. And it tells us about what the Lord was telling him. That will include insights, ideas, and concepts. And He uses a scripture. So somebody, let's look it up. It's Joel chapter 2, verse 28 and 29. It says this, "It shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit," what you were just saying a while ago, "upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your younger men shall see visions, and upon my servants and my handmaidens in those days I will pour out my spirit." Watch Brother Copeland, clip number 2.
"Now I had heard this already, right?" Oh, this was some time before this. The first thing I heard about the year 2020. And I knew that 2020 just yielded itself to vision, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's good. Like Hank Kuhneman said, you know, the young prophet in Omaha, Nebraska, my, came out of this ministry, just powerful man of God. And he began to talk about double vision. The Lord said to me, the year of 2020 will be the year that, let me turn over there to Acts 2:16. When Peter quoted the prophet Joel on the day of Pentecost. And he said, and the Lord said to me, 2020 will be the year, it'll come to pass in the last days, saith God, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit and they shall prophesy. And the Lord said to me, 2020 will be the time when there'll be great increase in dreams and visions. And then he said, be very careful, because, you know, 2 Corinthians 11:14, that Satan can present himself as an angel of light and bring about visions and dreams. So make certain it is from God. Now that's already begun.
Okay, so now we played you clip one and now clip two. Now, here's the thing. You say, well, that's after the fact of all this change in America. No. That, what we're playing you right now, was said in November of 2019. Mm-hmm. It's before this year started. November of 2019. COVID is not on the loose.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Our whole world was different at that time. So I want you to keep that in your memory. Okay, there's so many on here. Let me just do a few of these. The church is not only to pray for those in authority. Here's a text. Desiring that all be saved, do the research, ask God who he wants in authority, be doers of the word. Thank you. Here's Vincent. Oh, Vincent has a praise report. He's out of the hospital and his knee is well, and he's whole again. There you go. Yeah. Here's Irene in Kansas. Pray for those in authority, but to be saved, do the research. She's talking about the same thing here. Here's another one from Enid. Fear to say, people are being fearful of saying what he's saying. Well, we need to not do that. We need to say what he's saying. Danielle, I see your comment here. That's commands us to not be troubled, to wail, clamor about, and protest. Leslie in Las Vegas, we need to speak up and speak out for what is right. Yeah. Quit saying we have to stay out of politics. That's why we're in trouble. Amen. Well, we agree with all this, and I'll get as many of your comments and questions as possible. All right, that clip right there is talking about the vision that people will begin to see. And you're talking about what you said a while ago about hearing from the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and the way he speaks to us. Now, he says, old men dream dreams.
You're old.
Here's the scripture for you, Greg. What's it say? It says, without a vision, the people perish.
Right. Cast off all restraint.
Yeah, so that's why vision was the first one that came. Right, that Brother Copeland spoke of. He said, first thing I saw, he mentioned vision. Well, the whole purpose is that you don't perish.
Yeah. Right.
So you have to have a vision in order to move ahead. So the first place I find vision in the scriptures is God's talking to Abraham. And this is what it says. It's Genesis 15:1. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision. And the first thing he said to him was, fear not, Abraham. Mm-hmm. So he's giving a vision. He's speaking to him to get him to, and giving him direction. First thing is, when you get moving to fear, you got a vision of fear, you're dying. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to hear from the Lord and get a vision of, I'm an overcomer. So he says this to him. He says, Abraham, I am thy shield. This is the vision of the Lord. He's speaking to Abraham. I'm going to say that over me. Lord, you're saying it to me as sure as you're saying it to Abraham. Lord, you're my shield and you're my exceeding great reward. So this is when he just got back from battle. He had just got back from battle with the kings, right? Mm-hmm. So he was dealing with some fear there. So he had some amazing visual things that happened, some warfare that was going on. Mm-hmm. He maybe thought he was next. I don't know, but the Lord had to correct him. So a lot of things that we watch on television or see on Facebook, it can have a visual effect on us. So that's why the Word of God's so critical, you guys and Dale. It gives you a whole different vision. So what did he say? He said, I'm your shield. The Lord said this to Abraham that saw a lot of visual things. He said, I'm your shield. Remember this, Abraham. Let me give you a vision. I'm your shield.
Something for him to put his faith on. Something for him to
to attach his faith to. Give him another vision. Yeah. Yeah. I'm your shield and I'm your great exceeding reward.
Where are you going to find that?
You're going to find it in Scripture, aren't
right
you?
Right here.
You know, Greg, when I hear that, 2020, and I was I watched these programs before coming on here today, and I wanted to hear it again. But 2020 lends itself to refer to also perfect vision, mm-hmm, clarity.
Yes.
And that, in which leads to spiritual visions, dreams, and manifestations.
Spiritual.
We're
spiritual.
The church is going to get clarity.
That's good.
This
Amen.
Year.
Yeah.
This isn't, you know, we're seeing things happening, and these are things, these are spiritual things, but they're manifested here in the in the physical. We're seeing it, but I believe the church is going to have clarity in the word, clarity in what God is wanting to do, which is leads to the political upheaval we're about to see and the change going on. But the scripture that just rose up in my spirit is found in Ephesians chapter 1, and it's just Paul's prayer. But he says in verse 17 that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him.
Yeah.
And look at this in verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. I mean, there is a clarity that this is going to be the greatest awakening that we've ever seen. The church is coming together, and if we'll just listen, if we keep our eyes open to see what's going on, because this is it's very interesting that that's the first thing you and I mentioned a moment ago, talking about vision, and then change and power. But vision, we have to know where we're going. We have to know what God is speaking to us. But I believe in this, our eyes are being
spiritual
opened.
Visit. Yes. We're talking about spiritual vision, that we can look with physical eyes on that thing in a different way.
Yeah. I remember a verse that says, why do the heathen rage?
Yeah.
When you see these things, you can't get angry and you can't be moved by fear.
Right. That's right.
You just can't join in with the emotional aspect of
that's what it is, isn't it, right there?
Yeah. There's an emotional push and aspect of that, which is only the works of the flesh in a lot of ways. I'm not negating.
That's people without a covenant, without hope.
People without a covenant, they don't know how else to operate.
Right.
And so you see coming through the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Our job isn't to sit and wait for God to do something.
Right.
Our job is to do what God's calling us to do.
Right.
Yeah.
And be active. Now, that doesn't mean I go hold a sign.
No.
That means that God is going to position me in a place of prayer, or a place of comfort, or a place where I'm supposed to speak the word so that, and be ready for that. And I think a lot of the church don't operate in faith for that.
Right.
You have to have faith that God will speak to you this way in dreams and vision. You have to have faith that He'll help you interpret that. And when you pray in faith.
Yeah.
So no matter what is going on, that should be my key right there. That when I see stuff manifesting, the enemy's at work.
Mm-hmm.
So my job is to get
to the root of
do what I need to do.
Yeah,
you know what you're saying, and it just that's so good. That is so rich.
Yeah.
Because the scripture says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present times are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestations of the Son of God." He's called us to work beside Him, and not just have this fear and wonderment what's going to happen. No, we know.
And the author of fear is Satan himself.
Yes.
Right.
So we know
and
that
confusion.
And confusion and disruption and strife and all that. So we know who the author of all of this is.
Mm-hmm.
It's then going against that. And every time you see fear, or I read fear in the Bible, it's usually the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, and hit, what is he doing? So I'm not afraid. I don't have to operate in that.
No.
This is why faith is so important. This is why understanding faith is so important, is that I have a flip side to that. I can operate in the opposite direction.
Amen.
So operate in faith like you're talking about with, you know, from a practical point of view, right? So I would say, Father, I see this, what's going on, right? Now you've installed me here. You've given me, this is my jurisdiction. What would you say in this situation? What would you have me pray? If you don't know how to pray, pray in tongues over it, right? Pray in tongues over it. Or the Lord will give you specific direction, or maybe a person, or maybe a face. He may give you a vision or a dream of a certain group of people. right? Mm-hmm. So get your directions and say, Lord, that's my people right there. Mm-hmm. You assigned me to pray over mm-hmm. and to speak into their life. And I believe that the words that you've given me carry authority and is breaking the power in their lives.
Right.
That's right. So
operate in faith.
Several of your comments, there were a couple of here reminding us of Brother Copeland speaking years ago about the people of God having dreams and visions, coming up with business ideas. We'll get into finances in just a second. Let me play clip number 6. I'm skipping ahead, where he still talks about visions and dreams coming to pass. He's going to read Acts chapter 2, verse 11 through 14. This will be the year Joel's prophecy will come to pass in great manifestation. Visions and dreams, he says, in ministers and ministries, and in the lives of born-again people, including business people. Clip 6, here we go.
Hallelujah. Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Now here it is. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord shall come, and it'll come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Praise God. Praise God.
Now, I was praying months ago about the year 2020. And I heard the Lord say, this will be the year when that prophetic utterance will come to pass say it to me again, Lord, in great manifestation, visions and dreams. Not only in ministers, in ministries, but visions and dreams in the lives of born-again people, visions and dreams in the lives of business people, visions and dreams will begin to take place in ministries that have never had a prophetic dream in their life. And you don't have to be a prophet to have this. That's just part of the prophet's privilege. But no, he didn't say anything about that. He just said young men and old men.
Right.
Amen. Right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Brother Copeland, your questions and comments are coming up. One question came in tonight. Again, we get these all the time. Is how do I get a home group mug? I don't know. We got to work on that. We'll figure out a way. I don't know. Here's a question that came in on the email. And this is from Abby. Abby, here's your question. It says, how important is it for our young people to press into the Spirit of God and linger in His presence? Pastor Duane, how important is that?
Is it my Abby?
No, it's not. I see the last name, but I don't always read the last name.
You know, this is something that I love to see young people worship and impressing in.
Yeah.
The only thing that I would suggest for young people and is just that they understand when you're pressing in, don't go for the emotion, mm-hmm. but go in to receive. Go in to hear from God.
Yeah.
You know, there's,
which means what? Be quiet, listen?
Yeah, sometimes just be quiet and listen. Or and I love what Brother Copeland said the other day. He said when we pray, we enter into God's presence. But when we praise, He enters into mm-hmm. ours. And that's big. And so young people, yes, I encourage them, get in the presence of God in worship. But when you're there, when you're praising Him, recognize His presence is there. And then Brother Hagin used to always say, listen to Him. Listen, He's always talking.
Yes.
And I love, I mean, that just blesses me to hear young people and to see them worship God. But don't take it a step further, because worship is more than just attending a service, but it's also in your prayer time, in your time devotion with Him.
So all of these visions, all of these things you hear from the Spirit, it has to line up with the Word of God, right?
Yes.
You check it. That's where you check it.
That's where you check it, yes.
To see if it's right. We have a bunch of questions on this, and not just tonight, last week, Sunday mornings, actually since the coronavirus thing hit. I get this question all the time, and I've gotten several tonight. Are we in the tribulation? And I would say to you, I don't think so. You got to remember, the first half of the tribulation will not be negative and bad. So if we're in that, maybe, but I don't know that. We don't know. All I know is just be in faith and be watching and be ready for His return. Yeah. Yep. Live every day as if it's tomorrow.
Right. It shouldn't change. Go ahead.
Don't let situations overwhelm you, because He told you how not to let situations overwhelm you.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know. The first time I saw the empty shelves in the grocery store, I was looking up. Where are you, Jesus? I mean, it was a reality that I've not seen this before. So where are you?
I wanted to do a Jesse Duplantis. Rapture.
Okay, listen, I want to get into these, and thank you for your questions and comments. Information will be on the bottom of the screen there for you, how you can be part of it, how you can text. The number's right there, 682-302-1301, or Facebook, just type it in. I want to go now to these clips. Now, we've seen this one. We had the biggest, most booming, growing economy that in some indicators, bigger than any in the American history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Sure did.
Just a few months ago.
Right.
And last year, Brother Copeland talked about confusion in the financial system. And he recounts a vision he had in an airport where he decided to go to the restroom. He's telling you that story right now. Here's clip three. He talked about the bills had no numbering on them. And he said there was more confusion was coming in our financial system. Watch this.
Because just a few nights ago, now I've had visions. I don't remember ever having a prophetic dream until just a few nights ago. Well, I'm an old man, I qualify. I dreamed I was in an airport to go to Nashville, Tennessee, and I didn't need to go. When the airplane was close to boarding, I decided to go to the restroom, and I didn't need to go. I went into a restaurant and asked if they had a restroom I could use, and a young man said no. I said, oh, come on, man, and I peeled off a bill from a wad of money I had in my pocket. Another young man was with him and went with him. They took me to the restroom. I decided to go in. I decided to give the other young man a bill, and I noticed the bills had no numbers on them. Mac Gober, who's in heaven, was somewhere in the airport, and I thought, Mac can hold the airplane for me. More confusion is coming in our financial system. Who knows what the money is worth? But those who have gone before us, the great cloud of witnesses led by Jesus, are by intercession holding things together until the great changes come.
Yeah. All right. Did you hear that? Mm-hmm. Holding things together till the great change comes. Now, we've seen this financial mm-hmm. flip-flop. Mm-hmm. And I believe we're coming out of it. Listen, our president's confessing it.
Yes. Yeah,
we're coming out of this thing. Whether you like him or don't like him, get an agreement with him.
Right. Yeah.
Get an agreement with those in the leadership over you when they say something in line with a blessing.
Yes.
And so I encourage all believers to do that. Listen, I've got your comments, and thank you. There's so many tonight. We're trying to get to as many as I can. I've got one more clip from Brother Copeland I want to show you. Thank you, Pastor Dwayne. Text message perfectly describes what has happened to me in the past 2 months, the most clarity I've had in my adult life. I couldn't put my finger on how to describe it. Praise God.
Praise God.
So that's a good thing. They said there is more. We're going to be more confusion was coming in our financial system. Another one said they didn't like going to the store and seeing what they saw. Mm-hmm. But listen, if God is your source,
right.
He's your source.
That's right.
Dale, you have a verse.
Yeah, here's the scripture right here. Here's a big financial problem in scripture. So Isaac, right? He was in a famine. So you go to Genesis 26, you can read it. So Isaac was in a famine. He says, he went to the king. He says, I'm getting out of here. I'm going to Egypt. And it says right here, then the Lord appeared to him. There's vision. So they're in a big famine. There wasn't any groceries on the shelf, was there? Mm-hmm. He says, I'm going to go to a different grocery store over in another country.
Right.
And the Lord appears to him. So that's a key issue or a key to your future when you're going through problems. You got to hear from the Lord so you can get perfect direction, and that's vision. And the Lord said, and the Lord appeared to him, and he said, do not go to Egypt. Live in this land in which I shall tell you. So we know that he stayed and he sowed in that land and he reaped 100-fold. But this is what was real interesting. While he was doing that, he went and dug 2 wells. He planted, so it's part of the system. He planted, but he got direction, go dig some wells. Well, he dug 2 wells and he still had problems. His enemy filled him up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But what'd he do? He dug a third well. And that third well, if you'll study it out, that was an artesian well. And it pumped water to his property. Mm-hmm. So he was the first person in that area to start a water irrigation system.
Aqueduct system.
Aqueduct system. So I don't care how bad things are, the Lord can give you a great idea in the middle of it. And you'll be the only guy in town that has groceries.
Well,
and you can feed the whole nation.
Haven't we seen that, though, through this? And it goes along with the prophecy that Brother Copeland had, and he said, great manifestation in the lives of people and business people. And I've seen more businesses convert.
Yes.
And God's given them ideas, and they convert that. And it's still prospering, and they're prospering in a different way.
More.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Look at Amazon. Amazon has skyrocketed. I mean, it's the number one business right now.
The ones that were failing or couldn't figure it out, or the restaurants, they came up with different ways to do things.
Right.
And so God,
innovate.
There was a
God
way.
Will speak to you.
Mm-hmm. He made a way.
He makes a way. Right. Just follow his direction.
You know, as you were talking, I was reminded of something. You know, when Jesus fed the 5,000 and the 4,000, how about, you know, everything he did was fulfillment of something that had happened in the Old Testament. What about the feeding of the 100? Do you know about the feeding of the 100?
Tell me about it.
I ask so many people about the feeding of the 100, and they look at you like,
I've never heard that, Greg.
I remember that. And you're like, yeah, I hadn't heard that. But it's Elisha.
Oh.
Yeah. Famine. He'd just taken over for Elijah. And a man from a city, and the Bible names the city, this is in 2 Kings, Bible names the city, he came out of his city and brought barley loaves with him. Mm-hmm. Now, barley loaves weren't considered great in the First Testament time. He brought the barley loaves, and he even said, it's almost identical to Jesus. What is this? This isn't enough for 100 men. And he blessed it, prayed over it. They fed 100 men with it.
Wow.
And Jesus will fulfill that very same thing. But the point I want to make to you is he lived in a very hostile
environment.
The name of the city is slipping me. It starts with Baal.
Okay.
A city that is hostile to the Jewish religion, hostile to living righteously.
Okay.
And he took the first fruits offering and took it to the man of God himself. He said, I'm not going to let the city and the location and what's happening here hinder me.
Right.
I'm going to do what I know I need to do.
Wow.
And he sowed that to Elisha, and Elisha fed 100 men with that.
Wow.
And Jesus will do the same thing. He's greater than the prophets. He did 5,000.
Right.
Come on.
And so listen, I don't care. You may be living in the middle of California. You may be living, I hate to pick on California, but we live there. So I have seed there. I can talk about California. You may be living in a place that is hostile. You might be living right in the middle of downtown Seattle.
Right.
You're in a place that's hostile to your success. Joseph, it was hostile to Joseph where he was at.
He kept
Potiphar's
going, though, didn't he?
He kept going.
He didn't quit.
And look what God did.
Yeah.
And so that's an example. As you were talking, that came up in me. All right, I want to get to this last clip, and then we'll get going. This is clip number 4, and is the year of great change. Boy, isn't that the truth. Wow. Remember, he said all of these. All of these clips we're playing are from 2019. He tells about the word that came to him when he was headed to preach at the Navajo Nation. And he said, this will be the year of great change. Concept, laws governing increase, financial prosperity, miracles and healings, and manifestations of God's power. He says, there's going to be days of political change, great victories and defeats. Political divide will change, he said, because this is the Lord's country. Here it is, Brother Copeland.
That's 2020, brother. And then, I kept saying, Lord, there's more than just the divisions and the dreams. Well, October the 13th. Now, this first one is the first. This is the 13th. I'm headed to preach in the Navajo Nation. We've been involved in the Navajo Nation now for, Jerry and I have, for almost 48 years, 47 years and so. And I'm just riding there in the airplane. I wasn't even praying about it. I was working on the message I was about to preach there on the reservation. Suddenly, this just downloaded in me. And David took it down as fast as I could speak it out. 2020 will be a year of great change. Wonderful and magnificent changes in the kingdom of God in the earth. Changes that will come because of insights, ideas, and concepts directly from Jesus. Directly from Jesus to His church by His mighty Spirit. Glorious concepts of how His laws work. The laws governing increase and financial prosperity. The laws of the Spirit that release miracles and divine healings and manifestations of His almighty power in the earth. New concepts of His love, His very person, for He is love. Insights into the true power and strength of His joy. It'll be days of political change, great victories and great defeats. For the spiritual enemies of God and His people shall be crushed, spirits, not flesh and blood. But there are those on both sides of the political divide who refuse to listen to the Lord Advocate General of the church. Their dreams shall be dashed, their desires shall be wounded, and they will be removed from their offices and replaced, some by the ballot, some by tragedy, some who in despair will quit and go do something else. This is my country, saith the Lord Jesus. It was founded by people who love me for the sole purpose of their love and desire to worship me and to worship the Almighty God, and I will never forget that. Change, 2020, the year of change and manifested power, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Now you can shout. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
So that was said right outside Washington, D.C. in the year, in November of 2019. And we have, I'm going to submit to you, we've seen every single one of those things that Brother Copeland has said. Not to put you in fear,
no,
but so that you can be in faith during all of it.
But he said, this is what the prophet heard the Spirit of God saying.
Yeah.
Okay? So we're hearing false prophets prophesy another way that they want it, and they're saying it loud and clear. So his message from the Spirit of God is louder into us than that message that I don't want to call them false prophets, but that's what they are. Mm-hmm. They're not prophesying God's word. So I'm with this. Greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. Amen. The world system is trying to get us to buy in to their system.
We're not going to participate.
We're not participating.
Are we? That's so good. Guys, anybody else?
Change is another word for temporary. So everything's temporary and everything changes. So I'm looking for something that doesn't change. We're talking
that's
about
right,
change. Here's
that's right.
Look here in Malachi 3:6. I am the Lord. I change not.
That's right.
Everything else changes.
So that's where you put your anchor.
That's right. Where you put your anchor. That's right, Greg. That's where you stick it in the ground and say, my boat ain't shifting. I'm staying right here.
Amen.
I am the Lord. I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed.
That's right.
Now, in our broadcast today with Brother Copeland, it was about covenant. Now, Greg, tell me why that's important right there. It says why the sons of Jacob are not consumed in that scripture. You all were talking about covenant today, that God has an unchanging covenant, correct?
That's correct.
That was an unchanging covenant with
so
Jacob.
He gave his word to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
And that word doesn't...
It doesn't change.
It doesn't change.
And they had a knowing. They had a knowing. Now tell about that bird.
What?
Always got the best story on a bird. On the bird, on the geese or something.
Okay. All right. So she wants to hear this after.
I love it.
Okay. Now do it quick.
Real quick.
It's quick.
Do it quick. Okay. Do it quick. So Annette.
We don't want to get into Dale world.
Okay.
Here,
right? So Annette, we're talking one night, and she's getting into some. She's doing some things. She says, Dale, I just don't know what to do. And so I listened to her and I wrote down everything she didn't know what to do. So I asked her, I said, Annette, can you find in Scripture anything to back up all your beliefs that you don't know what to do? She scratched her head and she says, I can't find any Scripture that tells me that I don't know what to do. I said, well, tell me in Scripture how you know what to do. So she said, oh, the Holy Spirit tells me all things. I know that, So we got rid of that belief. So she wants me to talk about the belief that I had. So I was walking through church.
Is this
church.
The bird?
This is the bird story. So you had to build it with knowing first.
All right, I got you.
So the second part of knowing is this. I'm walking through church and I said, Lord, I was walking back. I said, Lord, I just want to know you more. This is the word knowing, right? And he said, never say that to me again, Dale. And it shocked me. I said, oh, I know. I said, what I'm really saying to you, Lord, is I don't really know you. He said, that's exactly right. You're telling me you don't know me. He said, but Dale, I'm going to tell you how you do know me. And this is what blesses Annette so much. The Lord said to me, he said, Dale, you know me like a goose knows how to fly north and never been there. You're led by the Spirit.
Yep.
And that's the way I want to keep it. I said, yes, Father. So that knowing that you wanted, so did that help you in that you're
really
led by the Spirit?
That helped me because they know. How did they know? They have a knowing.
You're right.
And that's the knowing that we want to lay hold of out of this world.
And we know it that he doesn't change. We know he doesn't change.
That's why it's so important. And this is, I think, where we're getting to the heart of this is you need to know the Spirit of God.
The Spirit of God.
You need to know Him. And in John 16:13 says, but when He, the Spirit of truth, comes.
Ooh, come on. Mm-hmm.
Which He's already come.
Ooh.
He will guide you into all the truth.
Yes.
The whole truth. For He will not speak on His own message.
Right.
But He will tell whatever He hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to Him. He will announce it, declare it to you, the things that are to come.
Yes.
And that will happen in the future.
Ooh.
Yes.
You've
come
got
on.
To know the Spirit of God.
Mm. Yes, you do.
That's
and
it.
That knowing is like those geese. They know when to
they
go.
They know. Mm-hmm.
They know when to go north.
They are led.
I have on my Bible, I put, he's my tour guide.
They know they're led.
That's good.
Yeah. He's my tour guide. Yeah. He knows. He's been there before. Yeah. He knows
he's
exactly
there
where
before.
We're going.
Now, tour guide does that. That's exactly what they
right.
do.
Yeah.
They know the next stop. Let's not go to the restroom here. The next stop has better restroom.
Right. Yeah.
We'll save time.
They know.
He knows.
Ins
they
and
know
outs
the
around.
He knows the important things that we need to know.
And he'll let us know.
And he said we can know.
We know.
We can know.
And it's an inward knowing, isn't it, Annette?
It is an inward
it's
knowing.
It's not necessarily a feeling, but it's a knowing. It's a heart knowing.
Yeah.
That's a word of the heart is a word knowing. Now, feeling is a word of the emotional or soul realm, but the knowing is a heart realm knowing.
Led. You'll hear Brother Copeland before a lot of times before he says something, he'll say, yeah, Lord, I'll do that. He always puts his hand right here.
Yeah.
He don't put his hand up here.
Right.
He puts his hand up
here. Why is that? Dwayne, why is that? You're a pastor. Why here and not here?
We hear from here. Our spirit. We are a spirit being.
Yeah. Right.
That's what we are.
Yep.
We just live in a body and we have a soul. Mm-hmm. But our spirit, the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
Exactly
so how do you know when it's not the Spirit? What's a good indicator?
Because it doesn't line up with the Word.
That's right.
Okay.
That's exactly.
If it doesn't line up with the Word, if you have an unction to fear, that's not of God.
Right.
That's not even a holy unction.
That was a pushing one, right?
If it's ever a pushing, or that God is so tender and such a the Holy Spirit is such a gentleman.
Yes, it is.
He leads you, and He wants you to follow Him.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you need to renew your mind.
With the word of God.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking, you know, we're discussing this particular prophecy, Greg, but I think about all these other prophecies of the brother that the Lord had given Brother Copeland. This one doesn't nullify the others.
And so many people are reminding me of them tonight.
Right. Yeah. And I think about the one he had a few years ago. He said, those in the household of faith, everything is going to be all right. We have the promise, even though God knew this was going to come, but he pre-warned us even years back. Those are in the household of faith, everything is going
because
to
we
be
have a covenant.
Right. We have a covenant.
And Jesus has not fallen off the throne.
No.
Not been surprised by anything.
No.
All of these are those birth pangs.
Yeah. Right.
What I believe to the end of the age. We are living in the transition.
Yeah. Right. That's right.
Time. Mm-hmm. Of the next age. Mm-hmm. And it's a glorious time.
It is.
We'll look back at this and say, we were worried about toilet paper.
Yeah. Right.
what was that about?
Well, think about Brother Copeland was saying that those, you know, when the church is taken up and they're going to be looking at us and said, oh, those are the ones that walked in those days, referring to us.
Yeah.
They're going to want to hear our stories.
Right.
And how we stood on the word of God.
And now more than ever, we need to unite.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Because that was the very first thing he talked about.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
With politicians and all. But the church, it starts with us.
Sure
we
does.
Need to unite one with another, not this camp and that camp anymore. Mm-hmm. We are the body of Christ.
Right.
We're going to discern the body.
Yeah. There you go, Greg. It says in Ephesians 2:18, for through him we both, this is talking about uniting, right? We both have access by what? One Spirit.
Yeah.
One Spirit. That's like united it. In one Spirit. Right. To who? To the Father.
Yeah.
And that's the one that is warning or telling us or giving us visions or instruction. It's the Father's heart, the Father's Spirit that is telling you to go this way, go that way, directs you. Thank God you guys were, I'm one with all of y'all.
And it's so many
a wonderful
people are
place.
So glad we're talking about this tonight. And they tell us, we love you, home group. Listen, we love you.
Yes,
we do.
So let me wrap this up real quick. Even though, and I'm going to try to go out with prayer tonight if you'd lead us. Even though God has said it, the church has to bring it about. The church has to take her place and take our authority. Ephesians 1:5, God saw this coming. He predetermined us to change things. We're the restraining force. We're the sons of God for a reason. John 16:13, the Holy Spirit is in us to show us things to come. We know who the author of confusion is. Don't react in fear, but rather act in faith and trust God to be your protection. Ask God what He needs you to do. Determine what you're going to do and believe that what the Lord is saying, and we must vote God's opinions. And we're going to get clarity this year as the church.
Yes,
okay, 40-something seconds, and the music will continue to play under us. We're going to go out in prayer tonight. Pastor, would you pray for these people?
Be glad to.
Yes,
hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come to you in that name, the wonderful and matchless name of Jesus.
That's right.
And Father, we are so thankful, Lord, that, Father, we get to live in such a time. For, Father, you have a plan and a purpose for the church. You have a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, that by the help of the Holy Spirit, we will go through this, Lord, victorious, because greater is He that is in us than He that is in the world. And we give you praise for that in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Know this, God loves you.
We love you. And Jesus is Lord.
See you next week.
See you later.